Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for a special Saturday Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm very happy to be here with New York-based multidisciplinary artist Anastasia Koop, who will be in town playing a show tonight at the Orbit Room. Thank you so much for coming in and making time to do this.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have the chance to talk some more, but first, could you start us out with a song?
Yeah. This is Sorghum, one of the singles off of my new record, Darning Woman. I see something there you liked it too, and waited there I did for you. I see something there you liked it too, and waited there I did for you. I see something there you liked it too, and waited there I did for you. Sorghum I set about, sorghum I set about, sorghum I set about, for you he will click about. Sorghum I set about, for you he will click about. She's with me.
You've been listening to Anastasia Koop here on WFHB. Well, we are so excited to have you in Bloomington. Is this your first time here?
Yes, first time.
Well, your debut album, Darning Woman, is beautiful, psychedelic, meditative. It just came out on May 31st via Jag Jaguar and is in rotation here at WFHB. And it's actually the number 6 album on our folk charts this week.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a painter, and I read that you really only thought of yourself as a visual artist before you started work on these songs. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I mostly had only ever done visual work. And I think because of COVID happening in conjunction with me, like, graduating high school, I got a laptop for college and I just had a lot of spare time on my hands. So I decided to start making music. I mean, I had always kind of wanted to, but never understood like the process of writing or recording a song. But as soon as I started, it was just kind of never stopped.
That's great. So, yeah. So did you really, this was made sort of in isolation?
Yeah, I mean, these songs are like a year into the process of like isolated recording. But yeah, I mean, it lasted like a year, right? COVID. Yeah. So these were kind of like the first songs that I felt were like truly... I don't know, felt like something to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're based in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. and raised in the New York village of Cold Spring. Did you grow up in a musical, artistic family?
There were no like musicians in my family. I mean, my parents were like fairly interested in music and like kept up with the year-end lists and mm-hmm. stuff. But not particularly. I mean, very like welcoming to the arts. My uncle works in the arts, but there's nothing.
Yeah,
not too prevalent.
That's great. Well, I want to talk about the influences on Darning Woman. I read that the sound on the album was partially informed by the avant-garde art rock of the 80s, Bridget Fontaine, medieval choruses, church choirs, contemporary folk, and harmony groups of the 1950s, and I can for sure hear all of those influences on the album, which makes me curious, what kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Initially, when I was like, you know, 4 or 5, that's when I think I was engaged the most in interesting music. I was really into like the B-52s, and I remember my parents would like religiously play Revolver to me.
Love
like
it.
Like while I slept, there was an iPod and it just had like Revolver on it, and so that's like a record that's like so like deeply ingrained in my head because I slept to it for like years and years.
Yeah, that's such a good album.
Yeah,
well, I think now would be a great time for another song.
Yeah,
great.
This is Tough Sun. It's off of a 7-inch that I released, I don't know, maybe like 8 months ago now. Oh, my love, don't wait to find tough sun.
Been listening to Anastasia Coop here on WFHB ahead of her show tonight at the Orbit Room. Well, we've been talking about the new album Darning Woman that just came out on Jaguar. Is this your first tour?
Yeah, it's my first quote-unquote headlining tour. I've done really short runs of like 3-4 days in the past, but I was in college, so this is like my first real tour.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Where else are you headed? You were in Chicago last night, Bloomington tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in DC at Rhizome. I'm gonna be in Pittsburgh.
Very cool.
And Tubby is in Kingston. I hope I said everything.
How do you like the touring, like, do you like it? Is it hard on you?
I like everything except for the, like, lead up to shows. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like the like 4 hours before playing a show. I don't mind I don't drive, so someone else is always driving. But I don't mind the sitting in the passenger seat part.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing everything, but. And I like playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you got here, we were looking for some salt for you to gargle some mm-hmm. salt water. Is that one of the ways that you keep yourself kind of healthy? And
yeah, I've always gotten like sick a lot, like respiratory, like minor things, but it wouldn't matter to most people. But since singing, it's right. just, it's always like a looming threat.
Right.
Yeah.
What's been the hardest part about this whole album release process?
I mean, I guess I had like no frame of reference for what having music out is really like. I mean, I've like released a couple things like on my own, mm-hmm. but that really didn't feel like much. So yeah, it's maybe a challenge to like actually comprehend that people are like listening to it or yeah. something. That's weird. Yeah. I haven't wrapped my head around that yet.
Were you really involved with the artwork and kind of the presentation?
Yeah, that was like my way of getting back into the record, because it's been done for like a long time. Mm-hmm. So when we started with the artwork and everything, I'd been sitting on it for like a year and a half, like 2 years. So yeah, I was like very involved with the artwork, and it was kind of like my favorite part of the whole process.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I saw that you are going to be performing at Pitchfork Festival in Paris mm-hmm. in November. That is super exciting.
Yeah.
Have you ever performed at a festival before?
I've performed at like a day fest called Essential Tremors before, that was put on at Knockdown Center. But other than that, no, and nothing as like ingrained and established as yeah. something like Pitchfork. Yeah.
Are you excited, nervous? How do you feel?
I'm excited. I'm only nervous about the ones where I'll have to play outside, because I've never like played outside before. But this one in Paris is like in a beautiful church.
Oh wow!
So I'm not.
That's so
yeah,
exciting.
I'm excited.
Anything else coming up that you're feeling really excited about or looking forward to?
I think just being in Europe. I'm doing like two runs, one in like early to late September and then the other in November. So I think I'm gonna stay in Europe like for about a month
part?
That I'm in between. Oh. Yeah, I have family in England, so I'm probably gonna see them. And yeah, I'm excited to like work on music on the road, like yeah. in Europe. That sounds exciting to me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll be ready to do this all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time I'm on the other side of it, yeah.
Right. Well, we'd love for you to play another song.
Okay. This is Woke Up and No Feet from my record. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how hooded boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. So why is she considered good as well? You know that what he does is good. You know that what he does is good. So why is she considered good as well? Wonder how hooded boy would be under
You've been listening to Anastacia Coop here on WFHB. Well, where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
My music is on all streaming platforms, and then I think a fair number of record stores. And then I guess I'm mostly active on Instagram, which is my name, Anastacia Coop.
Did I say it right?
You did.
Thank you.
Say it right, yeah.
Practiced it a lot. You can see Anastacia Coop tonight at the Orbit Room with Geo Dyes and Prairie Scout. The show starts at 8:30. This is your host, music director, and Firehouse Session producer, Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our general manager, Jar Turner, engineers Alyssa Gray, Deke Hager, Gerald Sloan, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, Noni, taking it back over to you in the air room.